Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the preaching team of the Thomas More Center out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Souls and Saints.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, here is the place they laid him." The Gospel of the Lord. As we celebrate these 2 days, All Saints and All Souls, we can, unfortunately, find ourselves being pulled into a very dualistic view of who we are, our relationship with the resurrected Christ and the communion of saints, and our understanding of the end times, especially our personal end time. The Gospel today, along with the first reading, both assure us that we are connected. Thinking of how we are connected keeps us from dualistic ideas of who's in and who's out, who wins and who doesn't. The Book of Wisdom says that when the time of visitation arrives, we shall all be like sparks of fire, glowing for each other and for the world. In the Gospel, we meet Mary Magdalene at the tomb, along with a young man who tells her that resurrection is real. And we know that Mary then goes out and proclaims this to all who would listen, assuring everyone that the Lord now fulfills his promises and gives us all personal and permanent hope when we die. So instead of trying to figure out who is a soul and who is a saint, I believe we are encouraged by the readings of both days to affirm how we are permanently connected to the resurrected Christ, how we are permanently connected to all who have gone before us, who make up the communion of saints, and how we are permanently connected to one another here and now. We celebrate today that circle of life forever. The spiritual writer Eckhart Tolle says, "The opposite of death is not life. The opposite of death is birth, because life is eternal." We proclaim this belief every time we say the Apostles' Creed and we pray, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." So we need to set aside all we may have learned in the past that places us into defined categories of who will be saved and who won't, or who will have to wait, who will win salvation immediately and who will not, as if God's mercy only becomes available to us when we fulfill the criteria or when we have worked hard enough to merit it. Our salvation has already been won for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. The thief next to Jesus on the cross asks, as we do, "Please remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replies to him and to us, "This day you shall be with me in paradise." Thank you.